Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 42, the first in Book 2, is a maskil, or contemplation psalm. It is also the first one associated with the sons of Korah. What a biblical bombshell that is! The other word associated with Korah is rebellion, Jude 1:11, where he is linked with the unsavory characters of Cain and Balaam, God's desperado list. What happened? Korah, a Levite and cousin of Moses, joined a confederacy to overthrow God's chosen leadership, Numbers 16. The next day, quote, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation, verse 19. He told Moses and Aaron to separate themselves from the congregation because he was going to, quote, consume them in a moment, verse 21. Moses and Aaron fell on their faces and pled for the congregation to be spared. Then said the Lord, quote, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Verse 24. All who chose to side with the rebels perished with them. Quote, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up. Verse 32. We must wait 10 chapters to read with relief. Quote, nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. Chapter 26, verse 11. These young people and their families eventually became doorkeepers, 1 Chronicles 9, verse 19, and musicians for the temple and its service. The Psalms linked to them are Psalms 42, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 84, 85, 87, and 88, 11 in all. We will see they have a recurring motif of death, the grave, Sheol, and deliverance from it. These psalms are brimming with the grace of God. We'll study this psalm more fully, but today let's revel in these words, quote, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Psalm 42, verse 8. He's such a caring Father. He shows his love to us all day and sings us peaceful lullabies at night.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.